It's the Daily Listen. Today is May 27th. I'm in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 17, starting at verse 11. Now, on his way to Jerusalem, 10 men who had leprosy stood at a distance and called in a loud voice, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us." When he saw them, he said, "Go, show yourselves to the priests." And as they went, they were cleansed. One of them, when he saw that he was healed, came back praising God in a loud voice. He threw himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him, and he was a Samaritan. Jesus asked, "Were not all 10 cleansed? Where are the other 9? Has no one returned to give praise to God except this foreigner?" Then he said to him, "Rise and go. Your faith has made you well." There's so much in this story. 10 lepers. Lepers in the Bible were people who lived with total, permanent social distancing. 10 men who acknowledged Jesus as Master. We could talk about that. Or the fact that one of them came back both praising God and thanking Jesus. Or we could talk about the fact that he was a Samaritan. Or the fact that Jesus localizes the healing in the man's faith. But I want to focus on this one thing. Why did Jesus say, "Go see a priest"? In the culture at that time, the priest was the expert on matters of healing, especially related to leprosy. That's established in the scriptures. As Christ followers, we believe in healing. We believe that God works in many different ways, including medical or surgical intervention, and sometimes wonderful acts of a miracle-working God. But by sending the lepers to the priests, Jesus is saying, you don't need to be afraid of the medical experts. They are not the enemies of God's healing power. So if you're sick, go see a doctor. We don't need to oppose or fear the wise counsel of trained and educated experts. In our day, we need feel no fear about COVID-19. We believe that we are secure because of God's grace to us. Our times are in His hands. Of course, we will exercise care in our choices because there is a contagious virus among us. But we'll treat one another with respect, especially when we respond to things differently. God's presence is with us. His healing graces are with us, new every morning. Be wise, be trusting, be faithful. God bless your day.